I have clients in every public school district in Central Texas. The harm is not limited by zip code. However, black and brown children, low SES children, and ESL children with disabilities are at particular risk in public school. They need exit options before age 10, when the schools call the police, press felony charges, and push them into the school to prison pipeline. I see the patterns when districts push out students with disabilities, whether it's the pipeline to prison treatment, truancy charges, or years of RTI to delay and deny special education evaluations in FAPE.
Yes.
I've seen young children with autism isolated and completely alone in makeshift padded rooms where no one can hear them cry or scream. Right here in Central Texas, and not just once. Currently, I have five little clients already this year who have been bitten, choked, slapped, and battered in their neighborhood public school life skills classrooms. Would this be acceptable in a general education classroom?
No.
Parents should not have to fight so hard for a child's rights. And the vast majority of parents do not have the funds, the ability, or the emotional energy to fight.